Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. And today's lesson is an advanced English lesson, and we're talking about recommendations, giving recommendations in English. So these are perfect expressions for you to use in your daily conversations. These sort of expressions are used all the time by native English speakers. So they'll add to your breadth of vocabulary and expressions that you can use. And it will improve your overall approach to English. It'll improve your feeling for yourself. It'll improve your self-confidence in using English. So listen to them, play them back. Try and practice them. And if you've got any problems, well, just come back to me. So we've got 10 of these expressions, and I'll give you some examples of what they mean and when and how you should use them. Okay, so let's get started. As I said, this is an advanced English lesson about giving recommendations. So we have these recommendations. The first one, it's a must see. It's a must see. What that means is you really have to see it. When somebody is recommending something to you, whether it's a movie or the theater, whatever it might be, it's a must see. They mean you must go and see it. So you would use this if you've been to the cinema recently and you saw a great movie and you would think your friends would like it. You say, oh, it's a great movie. It's a must see, something you must go and see. Number two, you won't regret it. So again, when we're giving advice or making a recommendation, you say, look, you really, really should try that restaurant in the high street. It's really special. The food is excellent and it's really good value. You won't regret it. So when you say you won't regret it, it means that there'll be no doubts in your mind when you've gone there. You might not have heard of the restaurant before, and you obviously haven't been there before because your friend is going to and is recommending it. So you won't regret it means go there. Soon as you taste that food and the ambience and finally when you get the bill, you'll realize that it was a good recommendation. You won't regret it at all. It's well worth seeing. Well, something like the first expression we gave, it's well worth seeing. Now, this could be used in relation to exhibitions or some particular show that is being shown perhaps in a museum or an art gallery and that you think your friends would enjoy it. So when you say it's well worth seeing, it means it's a good idea to go out of your way or to make an appointment, or if you've got a free Saturday or Sunday or evening, then you should go along and view what the person is recommending. It's well worth seeing means it'll be to your advantage. So the art gallery or the museum may have a collection of some impressionist paintings or some particular show about Van Gogh or whoever it might be, but it's really something different. Perhaps it's a laser show, perhaps it's done on some form of reflective photographs or pictures or some cinematography, some different approach that you're not used to and you haven't seen before. So your friends really think it's well worth seeing. So it's something you should go and see. It could be the latest exhibition about Tutankhamun. And so if you haven't been to see it before, well, you should go and see it. It's well worth seeing. And then the next one is don't miss it. So don't miss it is really an exclamation. So you in the intonation in your voice, oh, don't miss it. You mean that movie is only going to be on for another couple of weeks. And I really, really would strongly recommend it. Don't miss it because you'll certainly regret it. Everybody is talking about it. Or it could be the latest Netflix series. You know, people are very hung up and into their Netflix series and people get recommendations from their friends all the time about them. So they say, oh, that Game of Thrones, don't miss it. It's really, really great. Or maybe it's the follow-up sequel to Game of Thrones and they tell you, don't miss it. The action is amazing. You'll really want to be watching episode after episode after episode. So try not to miss it. Don't miss it. Or that means don't miss it. You'll don't miss it at your peril, because if you miss it, you'll regret it. Okay, so it's the first four of them. So it's a must see. You won't regret it. It's well worth seeing. And then the fourth one, don't miss it. So I could say something like, don't miss my next video next week. It's supposed to be a great lesson. So make sure you don't miss it. Now, number five, you should definitely go. Okay, so this is not such a hard recommendation, but, you know, if you've got the time, then you should definitely go. I would recommend it. You should definitely go. And what it means is you should definitely go to the show, or perhaps there's something for the kids, perhaps some new view in the life of Harry Potter, or some themed exhibition about Harry Potter, or the kids would love it. You should definitely go. So, you know, or some exhibition that has opened, perhaps in your city, connected with some cultural event or some historic findings that they have discovered in parts of the city. So these things are always a great insight into how our ancestors and people used to live. So we would often recommend people to go and see it. And we'd use this expression, you should definitely go. Yeah. So if you want to see it, or you want to educate yourself or the kids, then you should definitely go. Or if you've gone to London, some particular city, London or Paris, and your friend hasn't been there yet, or it's a while since he was there, then you might say to him, you should definitely go to Madame Tussauds the next time you're in London. You should definitely take a ride on the London Eye the next time you're in London. You should definitely go to the art galleries in Paris the next time you're in Paris. So you're giving them the heads up, as we say, or you're giving them a very strong recommendation. You should definitely go. Now, we can also use the expression as follows. I really think you would like this book, or I really think you would like this film, this show, this TV series, whatever it might be. Okay, so the expression is the same for all of them. I really think you would like whatever. Okay, so when we say that, we're giving it a sort of a vote of confidence from us. I really think you would like it. I liked it, and we've got similar tastes. Oh, there's a new thriller has been written by J.K. Rowling. It's a follow-up to her previous series. And wow, this one is, I think, the best of the five or the six that she's previously written. So I really think you would like it. If you want, I will give you my copy when I've finished it. Yeah, so I really think you would like it. And something similar, I highly recommend it. Now, I highly recommend it is really giving it a top vote of confidence. This could be for anything. It could be for a hotel, a restaurant, a new leisure center. I highly recommend going. They've got everything. The equipment is so, so good. They've got a 50-meter pool. Yeah, and the gymnasium, it's I think it's probably three times the size of any that I've been in. And the equipment is so, so modern. I'd highly recommend it. And the most important thing is that the membership fee, wow, it's really, really good. And if you go in the next couple of weeks, they've got a special discount. So I'd highly recommend it. If you're thinking of going, get rid of that beer belly that you have, take yourself and the family and join it. We've gone and we're going to go again. So we'll probably see you there. I highly recommend it. Or it could be your favorite pizza restaurant and your friend hasn't been there yet. So you say, oh, you really have to go. I've been telling you about this for months and months. I highly recommend it. The pizza is the best I've ever tasted. Real, real Italian. You think you were in Rome or Milan. The taste is so, so good. I highly recommend it. Or you should definitely visit. There's another way of expressing the same. You should definitely visit. You know, that hotel along by the beach, it's a great, great hotel. They've got great views from the restaurant. The restaurant is up on the first floor, so you get a great view over the harbour. You should definitely visit. Again, the food there, it's not so expensive. They're a little bit out of town, so they're not city prices. You should definitely go, or you should definitely pay it a visit. Why not try it? And we could meet you there and we could have coffee and a dessert with you or whatever you want. Okay, so you should definitely visit. And if you want to have in the same theme, make sure you do this. Yeah, so make sure you visit, make sure you go, make sure you take some photographs, make sure you get a good walk around the city. They've made some amazing changes. All of the streets now are pedestrian only, so there's no traffic. So you should make sure that you take a walk around the city at nighttime with the lights on. Fantastic. Okay, so make sure you do something. And then finally, you can just say, oh, you have to watch this TV program. It's the funniest thing I've seen in years. I haven't seen something so funny for, oh, I don't know, maybe 20 years. You have to watch it.
I'll look up the closing prices on the Tokyo Stock Exchange at the breakfast table.
Or indeed, you have to visit the new visitor's centre in the customs house. Or you have to visit the new tower in the centre of the city because they've just opened it and it's got fantastic views across the city. I got a corporate invitation there last week. Really, really great. So you have to watch or you have to visit. You have to see. Okay, so they're all expressions connected with recommendations, okay? They're about giving recommendations. They're the sort of expressions that British native English speakers use all the time. And if you practice some of them, try to learn a few of them by heart and drop them into your conversations, you'll get a great boost in your confidence. Awesome.